What's going zone? Welcome to Freedom of Mind. Freedom of Mind, y'all. I'm Ray Will.
Yo, yo, yo. You already know, man. Hey, Freedom of Mind. We got a lot in tune today. We got a lot in store. A lot of stuff that we are going to be speaking on. A lot of actions and reveals and twists and turns. It's going to be like a motherfucking play out here. It's going to be crazy. Y'all motherfuckers gonna be tuned in and not gonna know what the hell is going on. You know, what the hell is going on in this world? Stay tuned.
Yay, yay. This Speak Your Mind segment is dedicated to all of the scandalous ass people out there. Y'all need recognition. Y'all need a rep. People need to know about scandalous ass people. I'm tired of people who is quick to take advantage of somebody, right? Use their ass. Whatever, take their money, take whatever from this person, from this recipient, from this victim, if you will. And then act like everything is cool. Act like they are just the coolest person. They act like they're fair. They act like they're high-end character. But meanwhile, you scandalous as fuck. Okay, now granted, let's kind of go back and let me explain a little bit what a scandalous person is. In my opinion, a scandalous person is someone who constantly takes advantage of people, constantly, constantly, and haven't suffered any repercussions for it. No, I'm not a judge, jury, and executioner, or whatever you call that saying. I'm not that, and I'm not trying to judge people. I'm just telling it like it is. But that's what a scandalous person is. And because this is the thing. See, when they fall on their ass or when they don't have that help, you know what I'm saying? They get to blaming people or people are scandalous and or I hear there's old blood is thicker than water or friends are more better than family. I kind of brought that up before in another segment. And yeah, they get to crying and complaining. Oh, boy, you didn't figure out about the motherfuckers that you did wrong? So to all you scandalous people, fuck you. And I hope that you struggle. I do. I hope that you fall down because you deserve it. So kiss my ass to all you scandalous motherfuckers. You know who you are. And this is Ray Will. And I encourage y'all to speak y'all mind.
Yeah. Not to piggyback of what Ray said, but scandalous shit, man. I don't know, man. A lot of times, man, shit gets stressful, man, you know, when you dealing with a lot of other shit and just you got to get it. You got to get it. You know what I'm saying? You got to get it any means because you got other means. You know what I'm saying? You got to supply them means with food. You got your young ones with you. You got your cubs to feed. You know what I'm saying? You got family to feed. You know, you got to get it how you live. So you got to not be scandalous or not do any of that. You got to just build up what's around you. You know what I'm saying? You got to swim with the lions and snakes. They got to understand that you can't take mine away because you have something that you're living for and you have something that, shit is stressful when you can't see something that you just love and you just give into or give life. I mean, it's stressful when a lot of things happen and you just got to make it. A lot of times when I say that, you just got to make it. I mean, I'm really speaking to the masses when I say you just got to make it. You know, I'm speaking my mind on a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit people are going through. But it's like, We gonna go through it. And still, at the end of the day, make everything better. We gonna still, at the end of the day, strive. You know why? Because the fire inside keep us lit. What's inside of us keep us in a sense of having immortality. That's why when I, you know, do my clothing brand, you know, when I say turn immortal, I really mean that shit. I really mean, like, turn up or go harder. You know what I'm saying? Like, go for 100 yards. Go for Hail Mary and shit. You know? When I say turn immortal. And that's why when you wear the logo and you wear the brand and shit, and you can reach that success. You know, follow me at Turn Immortal _ SML Clothing at, _ 3 at Instagram. My bad, y'all. That's a little promo. I didn't mean to throw that shit out there, but other things, man. Just don't bring down the people around you that are trying to help you. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scandalous out there. I mean, we all need that motivation to keep going and to continue, you know. But at the same time, don't be scandalous. At the same time, don't be running crazy and bring up the people around you too. Because you'll find you'll have a stronger backing. You know, you find that it gives you this immortality in life, that you can be a boss, you could be a don, you could be whatever. And you have people around you that got actual love instead of just people around you here for bucks. But I mean, a lot of people around you for money. I mean, the shit happens. You know what I'm saying? We all need money at the end of the day. But the people that are around you, you should be choosy. Because you know why? Because those people is the ones that's going to be your family. Those people are the ones that is going to be there for, of course, money, but also love, too. You know, they'll go out and do for you. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing to organization. That's the whole thing to having a militia. Or not even a militia. I don't mean to be malicious and all that shit. No, I'm saying to have protection. We all need protection in this world. We protect ourselves, but we can also, you know, be with others and protect others, and they protect us as well. I mean, shit, that's how human civilization continues. You know what I'm saying? That's how towns can grow, cities can grow. I just don't feel like, you know, piggybacking off of what Ray said, like being scandalous and shit is just, it manifests into a whole bigger thing. It keeps on growing and growing, and it just won't stop growing. And then, as it keeps, you know, progressing and getting worse, there's some missteps and some domino effects that you'll go through in stages, and then you'll sit there and be like, fuck, man. All because of scandalous people in the first place. All because of people that will sit there and just have a mindset of, I'm going to tear this person down. I'm going to sit here, be scandalous, and take this person's money and just... Still, you can't see them. I'm going to sit there, be scandalous, and I'm going to use somebody. And then just leave. You know, that's when I go down and, you know, dig deep inside and I find a term for what I believe scandalous is. That's what I believe scandalous is. Or being scandalous. And I just had to speak my mind on that. Scandalous people basically leave. Or... it manifests. Scandalous people being scandalous just manifests into a bigger thing. And it can cause others great effect as well. That's it. That's all I wanted to say on Speak My Mind. And I wanted to say also, shout out, you know, I hope everybody's doing good in Colorado. And, you know, it's crazy a lot that's going on in this country. But USA, man, we can all, like, you know, still come together, you know? And at the end of the day, I got love for everybody who got love for me, you know? So, yeah, sorry for that tragedy. Sorry for what happened. And I know I spoke on it early in an episode, but I mean, shit get to me, you know. But shit, we got to keep our blessings up, and that's why we got to do good, you know. And I talk about investing. I talk about a lot of things, you know. I feel we can get ahead in life if we use the keys and steps that they give us around us. You know what I'm saying? That's all I gotta say. Speak your mind, L.
Yeah, so you're talking about, you know, your roots of the music that you grew up to, right?
R&B style, you know what I'm saying? That style that comes from Bob Marley, that style that comes from a Marvin Gaye, that style that comes from a Temptation, that style that comes from that R&B sense of the word, Jackson 5 in the 70s, you know what I'm saying? I grew up on shit like that, you know? Okay. Definitely 90s.
That 90s R&B?
Hardcore too,
yeah. That 90s R&B, and you know, it switched because you got pretty much like modern R&B, and then you got like oldies, right? Or, you know, or you can call it contemporary R&B. And I got to say, the early elements of contemporary R&B, when it first like really start forming and gelling, was like, I got to give Prince some credit of that. And then I also got to give some credit to like a flurry of R&B acts. And then I was reading something about Maxwell, and Maxwell was talking about the music that it inspired him, and he was he called it Jerry Curl Soul. So pretty much what that is was a lot of these cats, these acts that came out in the 80s, and you know what I'm saying, a lot of them had Jerry curls, and you know, they made like this, they had this perfect blend of R&B. And pretty much it was mixing technology with you know, instruments. So you hear like a drum machine, someone using a drum machine, but then you also hear live instruments. You hear bass guitars or acoustic guitars, or you hear you know, keyboards, pianos. You hear actual instrumentation and instrument, you know, all in musicianship. So that's where you got your jerk. So examples of that are pretty much, you know, Atlantic Star, right? Force MDs, Ready for the World. And then it was some acts that were still out that came out, you know, before, like in the 70s, the acts that came out in the 70s, like Cameo, or even Isley Brothers, you know. And yeah, Isley Brothers is probably a real good example, because I remember that they made this song called Choosy Lover, right? And I absolutely love that song, and people sampled that song. I've heard that song sampled several times. You know, most known really probably is Aaliyah. And if you listen to her One in a Million album, she remade that song, and she sounded so lovely. But that was from a Isley Brothers song, and it's Choosy Lover, I wanted to. Oh yeah, you know, I don't know the words like that. I'm glad that you chose me, baby, baby, and I'm so happy. You know, I don't know the lyrics like that, but you know, it goes something like that. I got a little bit better vocals than that. I'm just trying to give you an example, just whatever. Warming up. But anyhow, you hear on that song, you hear the guitar, the electric guitar by Ernie Isley, who's actually an underrated guitarist. You know, speaking of that or whatever, ooh, that got me warmed up. Speaking of that, right? I don't know if he was trained by Jimi Hendrix or not, but it seemed like, because he played the guitar on his left side like Jimi Hendrix. But anyhow, so it was this cat. Hold on, I'm a little side story. It was this cat, you know, that I was Facebooking with or against or whatever. And he mentioned that, you know, a lot of rappers aren't talented. And then he went on to say that a lot of black performers aren't talented. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, so first of all, people need to learn to give props when props is due, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't see people who have a rock and roll background or who's into rock and roll really give props to black rock and rollers, right? So, you know, see, when I get to thinking of Jimi Hendrix and how talented and amazing he was with that guitar, right? And he was a pretty good songwriter, too. If you listen to his music was pretty prolific, you know, the lyrics. Anyhow, so very talented guitarist, probably one of the great, well, ain't no probably to it. He was one of the greatest ever, and you can make an argument that he was the greatest ever because he was definitely ahead of his time, right? Very innovative, very pioneering. And then you got cats like that don't really get props. I remember playing this game called Guitar Hero, and Guitar Hero got all these great guitar displays of, you know, songs that you hear the electric guitar on, and then you know you hear, you know, you see Bruce Springsteen and all these guys or whatever, these great guitars that you can learn from, you know, to play the little guitar, the little fake guitar on the game. I ain't heard now one Jimi Hendrix song. You know what I'm saying? That's, to me, that is representing a way of how people don't pay homage to a Jimi Hendrix. To me, honestly, they sound like haters. That's just, I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. Okay, so let's go back to this. Guys like Ernie Isley or whatever, he put this beautiful guitar in the Isley Brothers music. And that song, Choosy Lover, you can hear that guitar, and it sounds just great, that guitar play. You know, so props to Ernie Isley, but I'm tying it into another point that I'm trying to make about haters who don't recognize black excellence. But you know what, though? We're not trying to impress them. You know what I'm saying? But when we got discussions like this or whatever, you got to let cats like that know. So I'm like, well, you know, Ernie Isley is talented. Jimi Hendrix is talented, a guy who you don't give props to. That guy Slash from Guns N' Roses, dope guitarist. You know what I'm saying? That's a brother. Lenny Kravitz. How about what?
Comics and music.
Comics?
In music.
Comics and music?
How it entwines. You know what I'm saying?
Music. Yeah, break it down.
Comics and music. You know what I'm saying? Like how it entwines. You know, so Eddie Murphy had that song.
Oh, you're talking about Eddie.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, Richard Pryor knew a lot of movie actors, a lot of music acts and stuff out there. Or Eddie Murphy, of course, knew a lot of people in the music industry. I even think, what, Michael Jackson too? And then hold on, the last thing I was gonna say was, yeah, so what's your opinion on that? Because comics always been in music, right? So how do they entwine, especially in the 1980s and stuff, like how they really entwine to where comedy essentially becomes on a bigger platform? So then later on you get the Def Jam comedy jam, you know what I'm saying, with Martin Lawrence. I mean, what's your opinion?
Well, you know, what comic and music, well, definitely it, you know, with hip hop, you know, like you mentioned Def Comedy Jam, you know, and, you know, Russell Simmons just hooked up all kinds of cats, and then obviously a lot of those cats, it kind of had like a hip hop type feel, you know. Kid Capri was on the ones and twos, you know, and a lot of cats, obviously they came from hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, not came from it, but they were, you know, part of the, you know, the culture, and got in, you know, into the culture of hip hop. And you see, I saw a lot of the way that they, you know, do they comedy, even the way they dress and the way they act, you know, like a rapper or something. So, you know, if you talking about that regards, I mean, okay, I can feel what you're saying. Comics who sing, you know, there's not too many of them. You got Eddie Murphy, and then obviously you got Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx was able to work that out. He been out for a while and was singing, from what I heard. I think he said it. He was like, he initially wanted to be a singer, and then when he went to LA or whatever, he got into comedy, and that was his ticket in to get into the industry, the entertainment industry. But then eventually, you know, he got a record deal. His first album actually came out in like the mid-90s. I think it came out like 95, 96. But a lot of people never really heard it. For some reason, it didn't really get promoted. And probably people just didn't take him seriously as a singer. That could be the case. And it wasn't too big. But then he came out with his second album, which a lot of people thought that was his first. No, that was his second album, which was, you know, the Unpredictable album. But, you know, I'm a Jamie Foxx fan. I still listen to his music. I'll be playing his albums on my way to work. I'll be playing some of his stuff. You know, that Intuition album is really good. You know, he got a lot of nice jams on that album. So, but yeah, with the contemporary R&B, you know, with the early elements of it and the influences of a Prince, because he was able to put, like, he was crossover, but he had his own little unique sound. But then, like I said, he used traditional instruments, and then he used technology, beat machines and synthesizers and all that, and he put it into his music, and then it helped influence a whole new genre. And then Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis came from Prince. They were in his band, and then you know, their story, you know, he ended up kicking them out. And then they started doing their own thing, and then they became, Jim Jam and Terry Lewis became a production, freaking just super production duo, and was just making hits for people. Obviously, you know, they're definitely known for their work with Janet, but that Control album was super, super, super contemporary R&B and New Jack Swing. A lot of that stuff they made was New Jack Swing stuff. And you know, that's that album right there, that was probably New Jack Swing's most crossover album. Now, people might argue with that, I don't know, but that was a huge New Jack Swing album. Like, yeah, I mean, the movement was full in effect with that or whatever, you know. And so that stuff was pretty cool. Doing the Running Man and all that and stuff. So, you know, I wanted to bring up, let's see here. I wanted to bring up this Asian hate that's been going on. And, what you doing?
I had to do some. Don't worry about it, what I'm doing.
Oh, man. Oh, I wanted to bring up the Asian hate that's been going on of late.
Oh, I hope that didn't sound a little Asian now. I didn't want that to sound Asian.
And, you know, I didn't know it was a real big issue until probably about a couple of weeks ago. It just dawned on me. I'm like, wow, this really is a big issue, and it makes sense. And it makes sense, but, you know, because of the whole Corona or COVID, and I guess people were blaming them. You know, Trump didn't make it any better by, you know, calling it the, you know, Chinaman or whatever he called it, labeled it the Chinaman virus or something like that, and blaming them for it and stuff. And, you know, it's just, you know, that ain't right, you know. And then you got people pretty much picking on them, man. And this is crazy stuff too, right? You hear people picking on old people, you know, like elderly people, like, damn, leave them alone. What the hell? A 60, 70 year old person or whatever, maybe even older than that, you picking on them. Leave them alone. What's wrong with you? Yeah, man. Some of that stuff that they were saying. But the big one, obviously, is this fellow right here, Robert Long, who went out on a spree, went on a killing spree, going around to different massage parlors and, you know, killing people. Bro, what the hell is wrong with you? And then you know, there's, it's people that, some people that believe that it wasn't racially motivated. Like, how the hell you not? He went to businesses, Asian businesses, and killing motherfuckers. You don't think that was racially motivated? Y'all stupid as fuck. This in denial thing is it's old, man. Stop being so denial about what the hell is really going on. What's wrong with y'all? Stop that. So, you know, you got this guy that go out on a killing spree, and you know what? So I guess what are you doing? You now you sitting up there, you judging people, you judging people, whatever, and then you got the wrong judgment made. You make the wrong judgment about them, and then it's too late because you didn't kill all of them and all that. And then this guy, he got stopped by the police, and he is still, I mean, he ain't got a scratch on him. He's still around, not to wish no death on nobody, but he's still around, and you know, without a scratch. And hell, he might get away with it. He might, you know how that goes. He might go to a mental facility or whatever, and that'll be that. And I wonder, speaking of that, I wonder what happened to that dude that shot up that theater. What happened to that guy? You know what I'm saying? That's been kind of quiet. I know that was a little while ago, but it's like, damn, you don't hear about these cats. They're not really covered. You know what I'm saying? So, but. So, I'm reading this little article. State and federal investigators are scrambling to learn more about Robert Aaron Long, the suspect in a string of deadly shootings at three Atlanta area Asian spas and his alleged motive. Not sure information has surfaced about the 21-year-old from Woodstock, about a half hour drive from north of Atlanta. He's being held without bond in Cherokee County, where he faces four counts of murder and a charge of aggravated assault, according to the county sheriff's office. So, and then it was a comment made by the sheriff, which was very mind-boggling. He talking about he had a really bad day. Like, that was crazy. Like, just downplayed it like it was nothing. Like, you know, what I got of it was like, oh, it was another hero who killed a bunch of non-blacks or you know, non-whites. That's pretty much what I got out of that. You know, call it like how I see it. What you got to say about this?
Man, yo, I'm about to rewind that one. I can't believe I missed my jam. But yo, how I feel is this shit is mad tragedy. I mean, look at that shit. A lot of motherfuckers is out there having the whole shoot 'em ups out there. Like, and it's white folks. I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth. No, I'm not the fuck sorry to say it. It's the truth. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's every shooting that you hear out there, it's always white man Caucasian. White male Caucasian. That's all you fucking hear. Every time you hear about a shooting. A mass shooting. I'm getting tired of that shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit getting ridiculous. And then they want to ban assault weapons. But take that shit away. You know what I'm saying? We take away the defenses for ourselves that are doing the right thing. I think they need to be stricter background. But I don't think the whole Second Amendment can't be amended. And it can't be taken from us. As we have a privilege in this country. As a democracy. You know what I'm saying? But speaking on that note, we still have to have massive research and background first. These goons, these loons that are getting a hold of these guns and then eight innocent people in the supermarket getting killed? Come on, man. Nah, think with your mind, man. This is America, man. You can get anything you want, you know what I'm saying? Just gotta stop fucking up. But you gotta stop doing certain shit like this that just doesn't solve anything. You know what I'm saying? It make no fucking sense. It make no damn sense. Is there enough clinical help for these cats? Like, what's going on?
The clinical help that these cats need is internal affairs inside of a prison. You alone with your cellie. That's the therapy you need. Just to let you know about yourself. So, yeah, Get the fuck out of here with all that other little bullshit. You're letting them off the hook. Okay? Because, and this is some of the things that these motherfuckers think about, I'm sure. They think about what are the repercussions that they may have to face. Oh, I'm a white guy, so I might get off, or I can talk my way out of it, or, you know what I'm saying? I won't do that time, or I'll go out on a mental facility, or if I am in jail, you know, I'll be on PC and all this, whatever. They think about this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, no, don't let them off the motherfucking hook. Fuck that. You know, like how they did Jeffrey Dahmer. No, they let his punk ass go to the motherfucking, they sent this ass to GP. General population. They didn't send that motherfucker to PC. They sent that motherfucker out with the wolves. That motherfucker was gone in a week, 2 weeks. They got rid of his ass. Like, no, we don't need to execute this motherfucker. Just send his ass out to the motherfucking wolves. Jeffrey Dahmer, homie. How they did him? They're like, well, we need to execute him. Let's save some money up in here. We ain't gonna spend hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars or whatever to get this motherfucker executed. Fuck that. Hell no. Just throw his ass out there with the wolves. They'll take care of his ass. That's exactly what the fuck happened. Fuck that. Don't let that motherfucker off the hook. So, yeah, y'all. Stop the Asian hate, man. And, you know, this is for all the people that's fronting, right? The people that go around in front and act like everything is that they cool with everybody and they ain't got no problems with people. They say all of that cliche bullshit just to sound good and to get away with shit. But seriously, you know, stop the Asian hate. These people ain't did shit to you. They minding their own business. And that's that. You know what I'm saying? I talk enough about black people and you know the bullshit that we go through in this society. You know what I'm saying? So we just wanted to spend the time to say everybody, because this is what this is all about. This is about equality and equity. You know, everybody need to do everybody right, man.
Let me say something mad quick. Check this out, man. I have no problem with nobody. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on Enter the Dragon. I grew up on Romeo, Must Die, right? I was about to say Not So Juliet, my bad. Romeo Must Die. But then I grew up on The Ingenuity. You dig what I'm saying? So when I saw The Ingenuity, talking about the Wall of China, when I'm talking about Ingenuity, I'm talking about China's mark across the world. You know what I'm saying? But
the railroads on the West Coast.
All that shit. All that shit. And I'm not gonna say nothing further because I'm just gonna not speak. I'm gonna not speak.
What? Don't speak on it, man.
No, I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm not gonna say nothing to that. I just don't have a problem with the Asian community in this country. That's all I'm gonna say. I just don't have a problem with the Asian community in this country. I'm an American that just paid my taxes and, you know, trying to make it. You know what I'm saying? But I feel that there's a lot of issues in this country that a lot of things need to be taken into consideration. You know, my sympathies go out to all the families. It's a shame. It's a very shame of what's going on. It's a shame that I have to wake up and see things like that, but.
Okay. What you plan over there, man?
What L got plan over here, man? Look like some Queen Latifah. You know how much I love me some Queen Latifah, boy.
He cut me off right there at a good one. I about to give him a speech. No, I'm just playing. Queen, how I feel about Queen? Queen Latifah, man, that flavor. Remember she had, that magazine brand and the Living Single. Queen, man, I know when she was in New Jersey Drive and she was, you know, she was rapping at the end. I know Queen and Juice. Queen Latifah and Juice, you know what I'm saying? What they call you? He said GQ. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, Queen, man, she was the first just that nice body woman. Like, not a normal body from regular bodies, but that nice body. Like, that peanut butter go down right.
She was thick. Yeah. If she was your quintessential thick woman. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you like. If you like a thick woman, that's something that you would like.
I ain't speaking on that no more. My thick women in the 90s and 80s, I like a Janet. I like a Jada Pinkett. I like a Nia Long, you know what I'm saying? I like a Stacey Dash even back then. You know what I'm saying? Jada Pinkett though was like the baddest one out of most. I'm just saying, Nia Long was cool, but Jada, man, Jada had that like when she was Peaches and a Low Down Dirty Shame. Like,
listen, this motherfucker loved Jada Pinkett, man. Any chance he get to call up, we talking about thick one, we talking about BBWs, then he gonna hurry up and then switch it to her ass. Okay, nah, man, you're obviously beautiful, you know what I'm saying? And then in the 90s, I mean, that was the go-to right there. Like, if we talk about the lady celebrities, every brother got to bring up her. It's her and, you know, Nia Long, maybe Tyra Banks, right? That was the 90s, you know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers still bring, but like, yo ass, you still bring her up, man. This motherfucker love Jada, y'all. Just let y'all know.
Aaliyah, of course. We had SWV, all the sisters in there, of course. We had, I didn't like Mariah too much. Like, when I was thinking about 90s and 80s, I was thinking about the sisters, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just had that sweet soul. Like, Lauryn Hill, you know what I'm saying? Like, we going into late 90s, into 2000s, but Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? Kelly Rowland, and, you know, damn, don't leave me out on the third one, yo. Don't leave me out on the third one. No. Shit.
You said, what did you say now?
I was doing the Destiny's Child.
Okay. Oh, Kelly Rowland?
I got Kelly Rowland already.
LaToya?
LaToya, there we go.
And Michelle.
Oh, shit. You should have stopped me. You should have cut me off. Hey, listen, I love them sisters too, hey. But we going into the late thousands now. It's gonna be a problem, cause there's a lot of bad R&B sisters after that. We talking about K Michelle. We talking about when we go late 90s into 2000s. Damn, I said K Michelle, Ashanti. Ashanti is still bad to this day. We talking about, well, that goes into Aaliyah and shit, but I even like most of the sisters from TLC. Brandy was amazing to me. Like, Brandy's my favorite out of the whole 90s. Like, I wanted to be down. You know what I'm saying? But, hold on, who else? But, hey, check that out. And Brandy, going back to Brandy, because that got to be one of my favorite shows ever to watch. Remember when Freyjo Starr was in that shit? You know what I'm saying? And she kind of played him a little bit. You know what I mean? I was sitting there peeping that like, oh, okay, I see you, man. But she always had that style too. Brandy and Living Single. And then we had Brandy and Living Single. And what else I would watch in the late 90s? Sister. When I saw them twins up there, man. Cause T and Tamera, man, they still like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, growing up on that shit.
Hey, I don't know what Marcus Houston was trying to get going on that Twisted Sister show, but he used to try to holler at both of them. I don't know, what you trying to do, Marcus, man? What you know? He trying to get at both of them at the same time. He didn't care. He didn't care how, you know, bold he was with it, you know, and all that or whatever.
Here's a good one for you. You got to choose between the two. We got Laura. I said Laura. Winslow from Family Matters. We doing 90s, man. We doing 90s. Who 90s. We doing 90s.
Well, either one is good. And, you know, all beautiful black sisters representing good quality TV. You know, things have changed over the years with television, you know, with the reality shows and whatnot. But at the end of the day, all the sisters are beautiful. That's all we got for the show, guys. Hope you continue to support for those listeners out there, and let them know about Freedom of Mind, y'all. And let us know how you feel, right? You can email us at freedomofmindpodcast@gmail.com. All right, y'all. Always remember to speak your mind. This is Freedom of Mind.